It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. This is a field note about greed. My greed. Recently, the dogs and I were out joyfully stretching our legs on a sunny blue sky late winter day. The dogs were far ahead of me on the grassy hills when I saw a fox. It saw me too, but it just kept going about its business in the grass, poking around over by the gully. I know that gully. It's full of secrets, hidden under the downfall, in the hawthorn trees, or in woodpecker holes that riddle the twisted old aspens. I love looking for treasures there, the signs of birds or animals or insects who find a home there, or respite from the heat of a prairie summer. I stood very still and watched the red fox. Oh, I loved him too. Eventually he tucked down into the gully. I did not see him emerge. I was wildly curious and wanted to follow him, maybe see his home. I wanted to do that badly, but I did not do it. I didn't do it because I remembered a powerful lesson I learned one spring many years before. I had been rambling up in the Blackfoot Valley where we have a much-loved cabin. As I was walking, a nighthawk suddenly flew up from the ground fairly close to me. I love nighthawks. I love it all. I knew they nested on the ground, and I thought, here is my perfect opportunity to see a nighthawk nest. I knew it would be very camouflaged, so I scoured the ground extremely carefully before I took each step. When I got closer to where the nighthawk had risen from the ground, I slowed down even more. But my heart dropped hard when I heard a cruel crunch. Even now, it is hard for me to say this, but with all my care, I had still stepped right on the rocky nest and the little speckled egg inside it. I crushed that egg and killed the tiny life that I loved. I felt a heavy dose of grief from my greed to see, to know. So with thoughts of the mother nighthawk returning to find her reproductive efforts gone to naught, I picked up the tiny smashed egg and brought it home. I have a beautiful painted birdhouse at the cabin. It has a scene that could easily be the glacial Pot and Kettle Hills of the Blackfoot. Opening the front of the birdhouse, inside is the same hilly scene, but under a night sky lit by the glorious Milky Way. Inside and out, the birdhouse looks so much like this prairie place that is home to me. So I place the little broken egg inside and gently shut the door. I still look at it every so often. It reminds me to temper my eagerness to see the natural world. Now, as with the fox, I am entirely likely to forego my urge to probe, to poke, and I can leave the object of my curiosity free from my intruding eye. I consider my behavior. I curb my greed. There is still plenty to see and to love in the mystery of the natural world. I'm Ellen Knight for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center on Hickory Street in Missoula, call 327-0405 or visit our website at montananaturalist.org.